Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. It's Saturday. Yeah, that's usually the case when I do the show, but it's November. Whew, November 6th, 2010. This is the Golf Club. Yep, we're around the world and, of course, online if you'd like to listen to us anywhere here in Hawaii as well, radiogolfclub.com, or on one of the four radio stations we're broadcasting live on right now around the state. And my guests this morning include Christina Ritchie, the author of Girls On Course Survival Guide. But just not that. That came out like years ago. She's also got a four-set DVD for guys, for girls, for kids. It's kind of like the Secret Weapon DVD set. All right? We're getting ready for the holidays. I'm trying to ease you in some ideas for golfers. We also have Darren G's Spirit of Golf Academy on the Big Island, celebrating the 10th anniversary in business, and he'll be on the show coming up later, along with Cassie Isagawa, celebrating the fourth year of the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup at Waikoloa Kings Course. This is a Ryder Cup-style event. The U.S. team victory, of course, went to the Junior Ryder Cup in Glen Eagles right before the Ryder Cup, where we did not prevail in Wales. But Cassie Isagawa was on the winning team, and she's going on to now the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup before she heads to the mainland, and I think it's the University of Oregon. We'll hear all about that. But first, let me thank the people who make this show possible, and we welcome back Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens, opening December 16th, the home of the Grand Slam of golf for 10 years. Better. They got even better. They're reopening December 16th. Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide, excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product you can depend on. It's Alaka'i Mechanical. Star Protection, get the star team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, whether you've got a shopping center, maybe your neighborhood board would like to have some extra security, whether you need help or you want to join the star team, call Star Protection. The Computer Doctor, whether it's a Mac or a desktop, your PC, whatever it happens to be, the Computer Doctor is always on call, or you can take it into them on Nimitz Highway. Moon Physical Therapy, got to tell you about Moon Physical Therapy. They are, of course, doctor recommended and insurance approved, but whether you've been hurt in a workman's comp situation or in an automobile accident or a truck accident or, you know, vehicle accident, vehicular accident, or maybe you're recovering from surgery, you've had your knee done, you need good knee rehab work so you can get back on the track and do your best, go to Moon Physical Therapy. They achieve results. 808golf.com for all of your local news. And, of course, they do streaming scores when we have a major event like we have frequently at the Pearl Country Club or Oahu Country Club. And we just want to thank our good friend Norm Gunther at Hawaii Golf News and Travel, who's always got something up his sleeve. Biggest news that we've got to tell you about is we've got a new name. It was the Mercedes. Then it was the Mercedes-Benz, then it was the SBS, and now, dun-da-da-dun, I don't care what they call it, as long as it stays here in Hawaii, it's the Tournament of Champions coming back again. After many years, we haven't heard that name before. Hyundai has signed up. Yes, it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. SBS will stay involved, and that's good because that's the sole broadcasting system. And you know how excited the folks are in Korea and wherever Seoul broadcasts to about golf. So this is great. So we have a partnership, Kapalua, SBS, and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. That's the event that starts off the PGA Tour season at Kapalua, the champions of all the events in 2010. We'll kick off the season in January, and it's free. As we mentioned many moons ago, it seems already, this is an all-free event for people. Spectators come in, come watch, enjoy, not just the pro-am day or the practice days. Every day of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions will be free, no charge. And they still will be doing charities. You know, people will be benefiting, the charity sponsors, charity events. It'll be the, I believe it's the Rolfing Foundation. So this is great news for us that we have the SBS Championship staying here. They made a contract, but the thing was they could sell it off, so or share it, or whatever they did, whatever the strategic partnership did, yay for them, because we can't lose any more of that. Oh, by the way, Sony, I hope you stay too. Let's invite our first guest into the clubhouse, and her name is Christina Ritchie, the Secret Weapon Series. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's Saturday morning. It's a fabulous day. It's going to be a little bit rainy, especially over the mountains or anywhere near the mountains, the middle of the mountains. That would, like, be the Wahiawa side, Mililani. It's going to be pretty, and a little windy. The high's about 83 today. Winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. So if you're heading out for a round of golf, take your rain gear with you, or your at least your umbrella. And where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from the Boston area, so quite a ways from Hawaii.
Right, and what's the weather like in Boston already?
Well, it's 43 degrees, and it's overcast. You know, there's no wind, so you can play. You can get out there and play around. You got to bundle up, though.
Yeah, you bundle up, and what do you do for your hands in cold weather like that?
You get the mitten warmers, the glove warmers. You put them in your pockets, or you can put them in your shoes. They last 10 hours. They're phenomenal. I use them all the time.
You know, I saw them over at one of our golf shops, and I thought, this is cool. They're carrying it in Hawaii. But, you know, it gets to be 43 degrees. In Hilo, above Hilo, in a place called Volcano. Volcano has a lovely course where you can play. And then early in the morning, we have snow atop Mauna Kea in the winter. It's not there yet. But so you still would go out and play in this wonderful. Golfers, like we say, that we call them ducks. They're, you know, they'll play in almost any weather, and I guess snowbirds. Yeah, okay. Now, tell me something. You know, a lot of people write books. A lot of people make DVD series. What makes you an authority to sit down and give us this Secret Weapon series and, you know, the Reach Your Goals Survival Guide to Golf and the Girls Encore Survival Guide to Golf?
Well, the Girls Encore Survival Guide to Golf was my first book. And, you know, I started golf later in life. I started in 2000. And I just became obsessed, and I'd go to the bookstore, and I'd find nothing. I'm a visual learner, and a lot of the books, they were a little text-heavy. There weren't any books out there that, you know, had a lot of pictures. You know, I like pictures.
Well, when you said
learning a game.
I think what you said is very, very key. You're a visual learner.
Yes.
And there people, some people hear instructions and learn better. Some people see instructions and learn. Some need a combination of both. Some people feel and learn.
Yeah.
Right. So you're a visual learner. You couldn't find any books, and you thought, gosh, all right, so you're but you're just getting into the game, so you're not a professional.
Not at all, and I didn't even have any thoughts of a book at that time. I was just completely immersed in the game. You know, I had visions of LPGA, and, you know, no sooner did I discover that golf was the most challenging and humbling game I'd ever encountered. I mean, but I stuck with it. You know, a few times during the first 5 years, I wanted to quit. But I stuck with it, and I thought in the back of my mind, just remember how hard this game is, you know, because I don't know why, it's just an instinct, just remember how hard this is, don't ever forget. So I just kept on, and then when I reached a 5 handicap in 5 years,
wow.
My background is graphics and publishing, design, I should say. So I was giving up my clients because I was on the golf course all the time, you know, I was in trouble. It says I'm not going to join the LPGA. I might as well do something with my passion. You know, golf is my passion. So I married the two. I said, let me create something. Let me target it for women. You know, I don't want them going through the same things that I went through. Let me help them avoid the pitfalls that I went through. And the book is really about how I dropped to a 5 handicap in 5 years. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just sharing what I learned from all the lessons. I had so many lessons. I think it's so important that a golfer at any level take lessons from a LPGA or a PGA pro. I mean, I could never have dropped to a 5 without them.
So you didn't just go out there and teach yourself.
No, I dedicated myself. Sometimes I would have 2 lessons a week. I mean, I did that for about a year.
How did you find the perfect teacher?
I had a couple of them. I lived in Florida, so one, I could play year-round, which helped. So I found a couple great instructors down in that area. Through word of mouth, and one instructor was at the Jim McLean School. Another instructor, my first instructor, was in the Miami Beach area.
Did you test a couple of them before you chose one?
I actually got lucky. The first one that I had, Ray Boone, I stuck with him for years. And actually, I was just in Florida, and I had a lesson with him.
that's great, because I always recommend that sometimes, you know, you may not click with a person.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to say, thank you very much, I learned something, and then go look for somebody else.
Yes, I suggest that. But I got lucky. You know, I just got lucky. So I believe in lessons, I believe in practice. You know, you just can't go out there and expect to have a swing without putting the work in. You know, golf is work. It's a game, but it requires patience and it requires practice, you know, and good practice.
Good practice, that is so... that's a very, very... that's a loaded statement right there. You look like a very physical person, like you're in great shape. Have you been in sports for a while?
I have. I mean, I grew up athletic. I grew up as a tomboy. You know, I played softball. Tennis was my big game.
Okay.
Basketball, field hockey, you name it, I was in it.
All right.
But, so, you know, that helped. The hand-eye coordination, I had it. But golf was the hardest of them all.
And golf was the hardest of them all.
No, that ball's just sitting there.
I know.
It gives you too much time to think.
Exactly. Oh, isn't that it? You know, we're going to have a mental game specialist on after you, but let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll go into the details of a girl's on-course survival golf, a guide to golf. I really recommend this as a gift for someone who is just getting in the game, a child, a young girl, someone who has not played in a while, you know, somebody who wants to find out what's going on. And we're going to take a look at all of that right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Darren G. from Spirit of Golf Academy is already with us, but of course, we're talking with Christina Ritchie. She is the author of a number of a DVD set, But if you want to start off simple, and here's one, a review at Amazon. My 10-year-old daughter has discovered the wonderful world of golf. She's a very good player. We got her this book for Christmas, and she loves it. I think it's helpful for her to see the wrong way and then the right way to stand and swing. To actually see it on paper is a great benefit. Thank you, Christina Ritchie, for writing this book. Hmm. That's perfect.
That was nice. And I actually, this is funny, I just received an email yesterday from this woman in Georgia who ordered a bunch of books and DVDs for her golf partners because they were having trouble with their game. And she writes, "Your book and DVDs are easy to understand and especially encouraging to know that you are not a golf professional but was able to develop a great handicap in just 5 years. Very inspiring."
Yes.
I mean, the books are more about motivating women and young golfers to pick up the stick and stick with it. You know, if I can do it, so can you. It's really about that.
Yeah, and so many of yours are five-star recommended. And it's, I highly recommend this book to those who are struggling to improve or who know they can be better, just can't afford the fees of a pro. But, again, you can't just learn it from a book. You've got to go up. And when you said good practice, let's get into that a bit. Do you give any suggestions for, you know, you can practice all day a bad swing and not know you're practicing a bad swing. And you can really groove that bad swing in your muscle memory. That's
sure. Yeah.
Dangerous.
Well, you know, it's quality over quantity. You know, when I was learning the game, I would hit buckets and buckets of balls at the range, and sometimes I would stray from my lesson. You know, it's so important to stick to the principles that your golf pro is teaching you. You know, don't go to a golf magazine and read this new tip and start doing that, and then the next week's lesson you're on a totally different page than from the last week's lesson. You know, that's how you get off track, and that's how you start developing bad habits.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to find shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to golf. You just got to go through the pain and work through them because you got to understand that you'll take three steps back before you take one step forward. You know, and it's so important just to be patient.
That's such a good tip. I mean, so many of us, you know, I mean, when I go out on the range sometimes, I'll stand up and just get so frustrated because I just can't get it. I just can't get it. And it doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter. And at that point, I just want to turn away and leave the driving range. Just walk away and take some breaths, change my focus, change the way I'm thinking. Stop thinking about the people around me being embarrassed about my lack of ability at that moment, because I know I can hit the ball.
Right.
I've seen myself hit the ball. I've seen the ball fly.
Danielle, are you a visual learner?
I'm, for the most part, I am, but I'm also a feel learner. If I can't feel it, I like to hear it. I'm a combination of all of them. And you know, you take it with softball or baseball, you know, throwing and feeling a good release and feeling a good catch.
Yes.
You know, and that really, it solidifies. Sound makes a big difference to me. How the ball sounds when it's coming off the club face makes huge. And I know that's for everybody. Wow, I really hit that one well. Did you hear the sound of that? But I'm also talking about the sound a club makes when it actually comes in contact with the ball. Thank you. If there's a sound, some clubs make a different sound, and it just grates me. And other clubs, they have a more solid sound. So I need those. There are certain reinforcements that I need when I'm playing. But we're all different.
Right.
You know, to somebody else that would be like, what? Huh?
You know what helps me? And this is better, I guess, for the visual learner. I always bring my little Sony camera, which takes video. I put it on a tripod, and when I'm starting to struggle, I take a look at my swing. And I immediately see what I'm doing wrong. If I'm coming off on the backswing, a tendency of mine is my upper body tends to move to the right a little on the backswing. So I immediately see it in the video, and boom, I corrected it.
Okay, yes. And some people are embarrassed about seeing themselves. And it makes them think, oh, my God, I look like that. I really don't want anybody to see that.
Yeah, that's the one thing that, you know, I used to be very self-conscious playing the game. And that is one thing that is hard, difficult to overcome, but it's a must. You know, everybody has their own struggles. Everybody's working on their game. And really, other people really don't care about your game as much as you think they do. You know? So there's no need to be self-conscious. You know, everybody has their own struggles, and anybody that understands the game of golf understands that it's a difficult learning curve, and, you know.
As long as you don't let them walk over and try to help you.
Yes. Yeah.
How do you stop people who are so, I mean, it's very nice of them to take the time, but, you know, you need to be left alone. And how do you, have you had that problem?
Oh, I've had that so many times. And a couple times I was struggling so bad, and this was before I had the camera idea to bring that out. This was early on.
Uh-huh.
You know, I welcomed it because I'm like, I was desperate. You know, I just want help. But a couple of times, you know, when I knew I was working on something and I was really focused, I said, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your comments. I am working with a pro, and I'm just trying to stick with the principles that he's teaching me.
Uh-huh.
So I just be polite and say, you know, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I look frustrated here, but I do have a focus, and I just want to stick to what my pro's telling me.
And I want to tell you something. Okay, right now, if in life, always defer to a higher authority. When you're having something with, you know, somebody else, you're talking with them, oh, thank you so much, but, you know, my teacher told me that I need to do this, and I really want to stick with it. My golf pro, my supervisor, my whatever. Whatever, you know, you just defer to a higher authority, just saying, you know, I really appreciate what you've said, but I'm trying to follow my guru's instructions.
Right, so they're not insulted, and
yes.
You know, they can appreciate that.
Yes, exactly.
And it's nice that they want to help. I think it's nice that people want to help.
Absolutely, and golfers do, you know, but don't let your husband or your wife help you too much.
In fact, yeah.
It's preferable not to even have them come with you in the beginning. There have been way too many, you know, problems in relationships. It's also sometimes not good, unless you're a very compassionate human being, to teach your own child. Because sometimes the expectations that you have of on your own child to know, especially if you're good at the game, you know, you want to infuse that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know how to do it, and some people it's best to say, I need to stand back because my kid's intimidated because they want to try so hard to make daddy or mommy pleased, and the frustration level is getting too intense.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, I need to pass this off to somebody else so that they don't have that sense of, God, I've got to please my dad or I've got to please my mom and make them feel good about me.
Right.
Where can we get your book? Where can we get your DVD? I can find it on Amazon. And what do you recommend for Christmas?
I recommend for either the junior golfer or the woman golfer, you know, beginner, person just starting out, up to a 15 handicap, the pink book, which is the Girls on Course Survival Guide to Golf. The more advanced book is Reach Your Goals Survival Guide to Golf. That's a green Argyle cover. That is for men and women. So that would be for the more advanced player. And then the Secret Weapon Series, a four-set DVD collection, which includes a Welcome to Golf Survival Guide booklet,
yeah.
10 Lessons I Wish I Had Known When I Began Golf, which is included in the set, is a great complement with the Girls on Course Survival Guide to Golf. So they can find them at Amazon. They can go to my site, golfsurvivalguide.com. You can get them at Dick's Sporting Goods, Golf Galaxies, the PGA Tour shops at the airports, Barnes & Noble, you know, pretty much anywhere.
Fabulous. Now, I went to Amazon and I found one that was almost $1,000.
Isn't that funny? When they go to Amazon, be sure to look for seller Christina Ritchie. So you know you're getting it from me. And actually, on Amazon, you can request, there's a page that has signed by the author. So I'll sign it.
Okay.
That comes direct from me, too. I mean, obviously, it's better to get the books direct from me because you know you're getting the newest
copy. So the one for $9.99, that is
$999. That's hysterical. I'm like, what the heck are they thinking?
They must really like you a lot,
that
Christina. It's been a real pleasure having you on, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Christina Ritchie, and a girls' encore survival guide to golf, tee to green and in between, focusing on etiquette as well. So important. We'll be talking with you again in the future, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Would you like to play a round of golf? Like the Southside Men's Club is getting out at Kiahuna. There's a 9:48 and a 10:20. The Otani family, they're heading out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And there's a round of golf available, a tee time at Ko'olina, 10:24 and 1 o'clock. McKenna, good morning, Captain Kirk. There's a 9:52 and a 12 o'clock for you if you'd like to play a round at McKenna. It's a beautiful day. A little bit rainy on the Hilo side. That's why it's probably 52 degrees. Lovely day, but we're going to find out exactly how lovely it is. Volcano has a 10:12 and a 10:48. Kalapahui, you're getting out at Makalei. Way to go. 9:56, 11:42, and 12:44. Those are openings. And now, speaking of authors, and the man who has had the Spirit of Golf Academy on the Big Island of Hawaii for 10 years. Darren G., good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, golfers.
So, you're celebrating 10 years?
10 years. It's been, we started in the year 2000, and it's been a wonderful decade. We've worked with thousands and thousands of people now and helping them with their game. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride for us and also for our clients.
Oh, yeah. And you've got, now, didn't you hit the number one bestseller list of golf books from somebody's list?
Yes. My first book, The Seven Principles of Golf, hit the top five, actually. It was number three when it came out a few years ago. And that was really exciting. You know, being on the Big Island, we reach a lot of folks that come and visit us, and we're hoping to get you over here sometime, maybe to do a broadcast live on the Big Island.
I'd love to do that.
Well, come on over. We'll get it all set up. We'll broadcast right from the golf course, and it'll be a wonderful time. But, you know, what we wanted to do is when we experience people coming from all over the world to come and do our program, but there are a lot of people that aren't able to make it out here. So that's when I wrote the book and was able to share it with people really around the world. And that's the beauty of it, is that people can learn these techniques by reading the book or watching a DVD and so forth.
Do you have a DVD too?
We do have a DVD. Yeah, it's called Mastering the Mental Game of Golf. It's a two-volume DVD. DVD's number one is focusing on the short game, putting, and the second one focuses on the full swing and on the golf course.
Excellent.
So again, I was listening earlier, you know, and Christina was asking you, are you a visual learner, are you a feel learner? Everybody's different. In fact, you know, we have five senses, right? We see, we smell, we taste, we feel, and we hear. And everyone to a certain level uses all of those different senses to a different degree. And what we always tell people in our clinics is, determine what's the best way for you to learn, and that's what we're going to help you use to learn this game and have more fun with it.
Okay, now let's say somebody hears best, but they don't really realize it. You know, how do you know how you learn best?
Well, I think it's one of those things where when you get the good feeling inside, that's a good sign. So you were saying earlier, when you hear the sound of the club striking the ball, you get a certain feeling, right? It's like, oh, that felt great, right? And some people, when they see the ball go and see it traveling and tracking in the air, they go, oh, that feels great. So some people are visual. They see it flying and they get the good feeling. Or they for you, it's you hear it and you get the good feeling. Some people, like you also mentioned, you feel it in your hand.
Yes, you feel it in your hand. Yes.
Right, so those are all different ways. That's visual, that's feeling, that's hearing. And all of, so you have all, you know, you mentioned a couple of those, and some are more are stronger than others. So if you feel like hearing that sound is important, I tell one of the things that we teach in our program is listening for the sound of that ball going into the hole when you're putting. We had a couple guys that, you know, after we talked about that, they literally took out their phone and recorded the ball going into the cup, and that became their tone when the phone rang. It was the ball falling into the cup.
Oh.
So those are very powerful ways that you can – yeah, there we go. Thank you very much. So those are ways that you can really determine what's most important for you, what works best for you, and then utilize it, you know, always utilize it. And it's a way to get you back on track, keep things going. So a lot of times if you just keep hearing that sound, like Annika Sorenstam, obviously one of the greatest women, if not the greatest golfers of all time, she used to listen to that sound of the ball going into the cup over and over and over again on the Walkman. Wait, you know, kind of dates us back there to the Walkman. But those are ways that you can train yourself utilizing those senses, the
right.
feelings that you have, and it's right. very, very powerful. It's a mental thing. It's not you know, it's not a physical thing where you're going out there and swinging and so forth. This is to really get your mind to work for you, and that's often the missing element for a lot of people. Is they can hit the ball in practice, they can play a nice leisurely round, play great, they can hit the ball fine. But what's frustrating is they're not able to do it, you know, when it counts, when they're on the golf course playing a round or playing a tournament. And these are the techniques that you can always go back to, the feeling of, you know, wow, that's the sound I want to hear, that's the feeling I want in my hands. I want to see that ball track in the sky and land in the middle of the fairway. And those are the things that you can do for yourself on the golf course when you don't have, you know, a coach watching you, or you don't have the manuals with you. That's something that you can bring on the golf course. And ultimately, that's what we teach in our program, is what can you do to help yourself when you're out there?
Okay.
Yeah,
Danny Orr was on last week, See It Golf, and he has this wonderful video of a beautiful in red camera angle, four, you know, different angles, and all you do is you watch the ball go from the putter. Aaron Baddeley is the pro who's hitting it, and it goes straight into the cup.
Yep.
And it's a solid strike and a solid entry. No going around the, you know, no lipping it.
That's right. It's going right in the center of the cup.
Like, boom, you know, and you watch that. Boom, and you watch that, and you reinforce the part of your mind that's constantly thinking that it's going to fail, and you put inside that part of your mind, I am going to succeed.
Yes.
And so it's so important that you have confidence, and you give that thinking part of your mind the confidence that it needs.
I think it's 90% of the game. A lot of times when we're out doing a clinic, we'll see people putting, and we see the ball lipping out. We see it going around the edges. We see it, you know, just going around the hole. and the frustration starts to build, right? So we always go up to them and ask them, you know, what do you want here? You know, what is your ultimate goal? And a lot of people think, well, I just want to get it close. I just want to hit it so I can tap it in for a two-putt. I'm just like, well, why are you upset? Because they're doing exactly that, right? They set in their mind that they don't even think about what the ultimate goal is, what? Make the putt. So that's right. What you're talking about right there is that every time you hit a putt, that should be your goal. That should be your visualization, is this ball is going right into the center of the cup every single time.
Okay.
And that increases the probability tremendously right there.
Okay, now the first thing that everybody, I just, you know, you could hear them screaming, yeah, but what about the disappointment when that doesn't come true?
Well, that's where the most important part of golf is to detach from the outcome. Detach from the outcome. So what does that mean? People say, well, what does that mean? In the game of golf, it's all about what you do up until the point when you strike the ball. Okay, so that means that when you start a shot, the first thing is, what do you want? You need to set in your mind, what is my goal on this putt? What is my goal on this shot from 150 yards? What is my goal from this tee? And you be as specific as possible in terms of using your, you know, those five senses. How is it going to get there? I want to visualize it going in the air. I'm going to track it this way. It's going to land at that exact spot, bounce, roll, and stop right there. Now, after you do that, it's all about getting into eliminating any type of distraction and allowing your body to do what it already knows how to do. So earlier you were saying, yeah, you know down deep that you can hit this ball, right? So you want to be able to start trusting yourself to do that. Once you strike the ball, everything's out of your control, okay? Even if you hit the perfect shot the way you visualize it, a gust of wind could come from nowhere, right? It could land and bounce left instead of straight. When you're putting, that surface is not a completely perfect surface. It's uneven, there's grass, you could hit a grain of sand, it could kick off line. So in that case, you have to ask yourself, did I do everything in my ability to strike that ball the best I could? Did I trust it? Did I visualize it? Did I eliminate all doubt? And if you answer yes to that, then everything happens after that, whether it goes in or out, is irrelevant.
Okay.
So this is where you hear a lot of the pros on tour saying in the interviews after, you know, I'm hitting the ball the way I want to hit it. I am putting the way I want to putt it. My score doesn't reflect it for whatever reason, but
yes,
I'm not going to change anything, right? So they're reinforcing what they're doing correctly. Whereas the amateur will do the opposite. It's like, oh, my score's terrible. They might have been having their best striking, ball striking day of their life, but the score didn't reflect it. And then they say, well, I got to change something. So we need to switch the gear of, did you do everything that you wanted to do up to the point of striking the ball? And then the results actually start to take care of themselves.
What I like what you just said about the pros, and that is sometimes when we listen to them talk about their rounds, it's like, oh, God, they're just saying the same thing over and over. I played a really good round. It just wasn't reflected in my score. And it's like, give me something more, you know, and I want to hear what you did wrong. But that's the last thing that somebody who is about to go back out the next day, they don't want to take the wrong and focus on that. They want to take the right and keep that in the forefront of their mind.
That's right. You think about the best shots you hit, the best holes you played, the ones where you thought it through and you trusted yourself to strike that ball. That's what you want to bring on to the next round. There is learning from the parts that didn't work for you. You observe. It's there. It happened. You take it. You observe it. You think about changes that you can make, and then you focus on what am I going to do the next time the right way that I want to do it. And that's it. That's what you need to carry on. And what happens, I think, for the average golfer, the other 99.99% of us, is we think about those bad things and they stick in our mind.
Yeah.
If you hit a poor shot and you're thinking, oh, gosh,
yeah,
that was such a terrible shot. I don't want to hit that terrible shot again. Please don't hit that terrible shot. And what do? You hit the terrible shot. So it's almost like that's where the detachment from outcome is critical. And you talk to not it's only golfers, it's top athletes in every sport. They have the ability, and whether they train themselves or it's something that came natural to them, is to detach from outcome in the moment. They detach from outcome in the moment. So if they have bad in baseball, a poor pitch or a poor at bat, they have to let go of that because the next one's coming. And that's their opportunity, and they need to think positive. That's where the positive mental attitude is so important. Sports and life, you can really extrapolate this to everything.
So when I watch one of these guys play, you know, they've hit the ball. You said that as long as you go up, you tee off, or you're in the fairway, and you're using your iron or your wood or whatever it is you've chosen for the, you know, your best club, which is a whole, that is a topic for another show. you've done the best you can. We watch them on television. They swing. They look beautiful. They look great contact, and they're watching the ball of flight, and they're going, they've got this scowl on their face, like, oh, God, that was such a bad. And you're like, wait a minute. That wasn't a bad shot. That was, why do you look like, you know, you just swallowed a peach seed? For goodness sakes, man. But what they're looking at is, oh, my God, the wind just picked that ball and moved it. I did everything in my power to hit that ball well, but it got caught by the wind or something.
Well, the gopher took it. I know exactly. You're basically you're saying that they're reacting to things out of their control. Yeah,
yes,
sure.
So the bird flew by and grabbed it. That's the eagle grabbed it in the air. That's the gopher took it. Would have if it landed, but oh my God, the eagle grabbed it. So sometimes when you watch these guys, they're not necessarily reacting to the way they've struck the ball. It's what's out of their control, as you mentioned, out of their control. Something happened, and it, as a result, did not turn out the way they wanted it to. So you have to also take that with you. So the next time you hit a bad shot, don't blame it on yourself. The wind grabbed it.
Yeah.
Go to your next one with the idea that, yes, I'm going to do everything within my power to do this right.
It's like you're pressing a reset button. Okay, so you know, like with certain appliances, when it stops functioning the way you want it to function, you press a reset button. And when you press the reset button, what it does is it clears the slate. You start with a blank slate, and that's where you then switch gears to have that positive mental attitude of what you want to create. And that's what you have to do in golf. Now, the challenge in golf is that you have to do that 70 times or 80 times or 90 times, depending on what your average score is, right?
Yeah.
And it's not a continuous thing. So that's why I love the game, is because of that challenge of being able to, every single time, reset, and start from the beginning.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Let's talk about emotional weakness.
You bet.
Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. I want to talk about a couple of things that happened this week. First of all, did you know that we've got a new name for, you know, the question is, will Sony stay with us? That's the one that's still hanging over our head. We had the SPS folks, kind of like a 10-year commitment, but they wanted somebody else to be there. They would be the underpinnings, but they wanted to have another agent, another pot of gold. Hyundai has stepped up. So we've got a really, really strong group there. And this is really exciting to see that we have the Hyundai Tournament of Champions now at Kapalua. That is what we used to call the Mercedes, then the Mercedes-Benz, then the SBS. And now it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And it's free, as we've mentioned for the past few months. No charge. Even the weekends, during regular play. We want everybody to come out and have a good time. Congratulations to the 2010 Bridgestone Golf Pro Scratch Championship at Pearl Country Club, professional Lance Takeda and his amateur partner, Jonathan Ota, carded a 36-hole total of 18 under, winning against very good professionals and amateurs, Andrew Feldman and Brandon Kopp, and Kaelin Floyd Asau and Christian Akau tied for second. Wow. We've got the 2010 Makalei Amateur Championship. That's a 36-hole individual stroke play event open to all amateurs November 20th and 21st. So sign up. It's $125. It's two rounds, two tournament rounds, one practice round, and unlimited range balls between the 1st and the 20th after 12 o'clock. Call Makalei. By the way, I noticed that you are not just at one course anymore. You've really, we're talking with Darren G's Spirit of Golf Academy. I always thought of Darren as being at one particular course, Big Island Country Club, and now you're also at Makalei, and where else are you?
We're also at Hapuna. Yeah, so within the 10, you know, in the last 10 years, we've expanded to be at three different courses, and these courses are all beautiful championship courses here on the Big Island. So if you haven't had a chance to come out, they're fantastic. By doing that, we're able to provide our services to more people throughout the island. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and they've been great partners for us, and we're so glad to be working with them.
I know Makalei went through a huge change, I don't know, it seems like 3-4 years ago when they completely redid the course, not completely, but it really cut back everything and redid the bunkers, and it's a course you really need to go see because it's so different, right?
Oh yeah, it's a fantastic course, and like you mentioned, about 3-4 years ago they underwent a major renovation, and it is up to the caliber that it was when it first opened many years ago. It's designed by Dick Nugent, who also did the Ko'olau course on Oahu. So if you're familiar with that, all the listeners, it has that similar type feel. It goes through the mountains and a lot of wildlife, a lot of jungle. You won't see a house out there, which is nice for golf.
It is nice.
It is just, it is truly golf at its best. And
yeah,
so come on out and check it out. Also, Big Island Country Club is going through a major $2 million renovation right now. And,
yeah,
and reopening is on November 20th, so come on out there. It's a Pete Dye design course. Well, actually, his son was the lead designer on it, and people, I think, are familiar with it because of the Island Green number 17, which is a replica of the TPC Sawgrass 17th hole.
A friend of mine, Michael Patrick Shields, loves that course.
Yeah.
He's in Michigan freezing right now. He's in Michigan freezing, and he's coming over for Thanksgiving. Maybe he'll
good. Tell him he's invited. Tell him to come on over.
Right on. Okay.
Give us
and
a call.
Of course, Hapuna is...
And Hapuna, always a classic course. It's become one of the classic courses here on the island, and it's Arnold Palmer, Ed Say Design, and I think a lot of people don't realize that Hapuna also underwent a major renovation about 5 years ago to make it more friendly for the average golfer. So they widened some of the landing areas. They cleared away a lot of the brush, and it's a fantastic course. And also because of the, you know, the five sets of tees, they really designed it, Arnold designed it, so that, you know, the pro can come out there and get challenged, but also now with the middle tees hitting some nice areas, the average golfer can come out and join it as well.
When you have a clinic, what do you do with your you're setting up one soon?
Yeah. So basically, what we're teaching people is how to help them help themselves on the golf course. So really, it's the mental game. But what I've done is, a lot of people have heard about the mental game. They've maybe read about it, an article, but they don't know how to put it into practice. So what we designed, the goal is to create a program that is practical, something that's hands-on where you're actually doing it and seeing the impact of it, and then most importantly, taking it with you so when you leave and then you get on the tee the next time, you're putting it into play. So what we've done is we've created a clinic. It's a 2.5-hour program. It's for all level of players, and we spend the time on the putting green and driving green teaching you these techniques, and it's what I call the 7 principles of golf. And we've gone over this before in some of your prior shows, which has been wonderful, but I'll just give you a kind of nuts and bolts of it. What it's designed to do is to teach you to block out all distractions so that you can play your best golf. And that is the key to this game, is really being able to hit each shot as best you can possibly hit it. And that's what we teach you in the clinic. So we spend the first portion of the program using the putting surface to do that. And we teach you about visualization, about being in balance, about developing a nice feel in your connection with the club, and then also creating something that you can take with you, and that's really what I call a ritual. It's that pre-shot ritual, and that's where the reset button comes into play. When you're about ready to hit a shot, you press a reset button, which we call a trigger, and that sets you up to hit your next best shot. We spend the first portion of the program on there, and then we go, take a little break, have a little snack, and because we also believe in, maintaining your energy throughout the round. 4-hour round, people sometimes forget that by the time they get... Yep. They run out of energy. They run out of juice. So you got to be able to stay hydrated, stay energized. So that's a big part of it, too.
What I really want to emphasize right now, and we're going to get to emotional weakness in a minute. I haven't forgotten that. What's really important is that your brain uses more calories than your body does.
Mm.
Your brain is the consumer of more calories. So when you start feeling fatigued, it's not just your body fatigue, it's your mental fatigue.
That's right.
And it sets in halfway through the round, and you start feeling kind of like woozy and not quite with it. You don't have the same focus. It's because you're starving.
That's right.
For strong calories to help you continue. So you have to have that mid-round snack.
That's
We've gone over the first principle, get grounded. The second principle, develop a feel. The third principle, visualizing the shot. The fourth principle, create your own pre-shot ritual. Now, the fifth principle is really interesting, finding your natural swing.
Yeah, what that's about is that, there are no two golfers in this world that are exactly the same. No two personalities are the same. No two golfers are the same. No two swings are the same. So this is where you got to bring out your own individual style in your swing. And I think that's really important for people to realize. I think in this... I call it the bionic generation, but this computerized generation, everyone is so excited to get hooked up to a computer to create, that bionic swing, that perfect swing. What I want to make sure they do is when they're doing that, and that's fun, and I think that's a great element of the game, but they also have to realize when they're out on the golf course and the pressure's on, is that really their natural swing? Are they trying to do something that's not really them? And that really is what comes out on the golf course when the pressure's on and you got millions of people watching and it's that shot to win the U.S. Open and the Masters. So you see a lot of the younger kids who have been grown up this way, but they don't go out and they don't feel their shots. They don't feel what they're doing. And so, you hear the Lee Trevinos and you hear the really successful guys from generations past. They say go out there and just play the game. Forget about your swing plane. Forget about, just go out and play to win. And I think one of the young guys who's coming up who's actually adopted that is Ricky Fowler, and you've probably talked about him before.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't really have a swing coach. He goes out, he's all by feel, and that's why he's able to come through quite in the clutch.
It's funny, I wasn't a Ricky Fowler fan until the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I became a Ricky Fowler fan.
Well, it's amazing what you learn about people. You see the passion that comes out in that event. But
exactly. Yep.
That's what we want to do. We want you know, golfers are, golfers are the most passionate people. They are so passionate about this game. And what we want to do is help them channel that passion into being the best they can possibly be. And if you're not playing, you don't feel like you're playing your best, or you feel you want to play better, or you want to have more fun, or any goal you have, a lot of it, and I would say that 90% of it is mental. So how do you put that into play? And that's what we teach in our program. And it's been going on for 10 years, and it's been wonderful. Golf Magazine named us one of the top programs in the country based on this 2.5-hour clinic. So we invite everyone to come Ina, visitors, come out and do our program. We have a great special going on through December 1st for your listeners, actually.
Do you have to leave?
I've got some more time, so I can stay with
you. You can stay? Okay.
Yeah.
Because Cassie Isagawa is going to join us around 10 after. I stretched our interview because we never have enough time.
Yeah, we could go hours. We can go weeks.
Sarah and I start talking, and it's like, oh, my God, we've run out of time, and we've been on for 40 minutes. We have some Penta golf balls to give away from TaylorMade. Ooh, these are so nice. I got the box of these, and I went, ooh. I've had people who don't, you know, who usually play with other golf balls, like Titleist, Pro Vs, think, oh, those are nice balls. Those Penta golf balls are nice balls. We're going to give them away to the 18th caller, okay? And we're going to give them away to the 18th caller. Should we do it right now? Right now? Yeah, I was going to take a break right now and come back. We should do it right now, you say, huh? That's my executive producer. He says do it right now.
No better time than the present.
Okay, fine. So we're going to do it. I was going to give everybody, you know, fair warning, give out the number, you know, and all that. Danielle, just do it. 808-296-5467. Call from everywhere. 808-296-5467. Terry Matsuda on the Big Island, I got your package. You are amazing. Amazing. Those energy bars are amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so glad they're small because I want to eat a whole bunch of them. And I can't. I have to watch my weight. All right. So finding your natural swing, you know, what are you going to go to in the clutch? What are you really going to play? The sixth principle is play one shot at a time, which is basically that reset button you were talking about, right?
Yeah, because that's really all you can do. A lot of people get worked up, oh, gosh, I got four rounds to play, or, you know, I'm playing a terrible back nine. So all you can really focus on is hitting one shot. And, again, this is where it's a peak performance technique to be in the moment, in the present. And we do this off the golf course. We try to multitask. We try to do 5 million things at once, and then we do 5 million things in a mediocre way. So ultimately, you can only do one thing at a time. And in golf, that's the ultimate practice. So a lot of times, what we coach people is when they're hitting a shot, I go, "What are you thinking about right now?" And they mention five or six different things in their swing, and then five or six different things off the golf course. Let's focus on one thing. Hitting this ball at this moment, because you can't affect any of those other things right now, so just focus on that one shot. And this is something that I recommend you practice and we teach this in the clinic, is that you do this when you're practicing on the range. So when you go to the range, it was mentioned earlier, you got to practice with quality rather than quantity.
Yeah.
We tell people, don't always get the bucket of 150 golf balls. Sometimes go there and get 25 golf balls. Okay, and each ball, set it on the tee or set it on the mat or on the grass, and step back and focus on hitting that shot as if you're playing on the golf course hitting one shot. And if you get distracted any time during your pre-shot ritual up until the point you strike the ball, stop, step back, start over again. This is where you put it into practice and focus on one shot, and that's what pays off when you get on the golf course. So practice the way you play, and if you think about it, if you hit 25 good shots in golf,
yes,
you've actually played a great round.
Yes.
You've played a great round. If you hit 25 good shots, and then you've probably shot your best score right there.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Now, what you said about, you know, reset button, Ernie Els, okay, right now at the HSBC Championship in Shenzhen, in China, where they're playing right now. It's so nice for us in Hawaii, you know, because we get to see it early in the morning.
Yeah.
Francesco Molinari, he is in the lead. Lee Westwood is the number one player in the world who has not won a major. I love how the media loves to talk about stuff like that. He has the new moniker, the number one player in the world who's never won a major. Luke Donald is third. Ross Fisher is tied for fourth with Ernie Els. Now, Ernie Els, Richie Ramsey also tied for fourth. Don't want to leave him out. But Ernie Els had a terrible couple of holes. I think he bogeyed and double bogeyed. But he came back, shot a 71, maintained his tied for fourth position. He was tied for third. See, so if he had been like most average people, he would have like let that emotional thing of, oh, look what I've done. Ooh. That would have kind of dribbled all over everything else. And he would not would have recovered. As
right.
I hope this person does who's passing by right now. We have the windows open. We're having natural air conditioning today. So what I want to talk about now is that emotional weakness.
Mm.
And the reason I bring this up is I always considered myself a strong person.
Right.
I'm able to, you know, persevere, fortitude, keep on trucking. Doesn't matter what life throws at you. But my reactions emotionally when I am on the golf course are very obvious.
All over the map.
Hey, yo.
Well, you know what, Daniel? Guess what?
What?
You're normal.
That
is perfectly normal. We are humans, so humans have emotions, and they go all over the place. Now, the key to it all is that you realize that everybody, every individual, you know, this kind of goes back to natural swing, every individual has their own bandwidth for emotions, okay? So what that means is every person has a high and a low in terms of their emotions. And the key within that bandwidth when you're playing the game of golf is that it stays within the bandwidth and hopefully not too many highs, extreme highs, and not too many extreme lows. But if there are, that it always goes back to center. It always goes back to center. So you see some players that are extremely emotional. You know, I go back to tennis, and this might be, again, dating my age, but John McEnroe, when he got mad in tennis, you knew it. He let everyone know. He broke rackets. He swore. He did everything that you could possibly think. There's no way this guy's going to come back and win this tournament. And what's he do? It elevates his game because for him, he had a very high threshold for handling emotional swings, right?
Yeah.
For most people, it's not that wide. If we go too high and we get too excited and too emotional, we can't get back to center. So the key is that you have to realize what is your personal bandwidth? What is your bandwidth for emotions? And if you realize that, if you can say to yourself, well, gosh, if I get too angry at myself, I can't get back, then you need to kind of put a little warning signal when you're getting to that point to say, okay, come on down, back down. And vice versa. A lot of people think it's just the emotions going up. It's the emotions going down. When you get down on yourself, when you get lethargic, when you lose interest, you need to, if you go below a certain point, it's hard to get back up. So everyone has their own bandwidth, and some people's are really higher and lower, and it doesn't matter what it is, but you just have to realize that you want to stay as much as you can in the center, and that's about the balance. Being in
okay, then there and there. Here's another thing that comes out before Rafa goes crazy answering the phone, telling people that you know we have a winner, we have a winner, we have a winner. Congratulations to Don Glatt. Don Glatt, you have won two sleeves of Penta TaylorMade golf balls. Congratulations. You gonna share? No.
Just one sleeve.
And he also, you know, Don was one of our Las Vegas flyaway winners. He won the trip for two on Hawaiian Airlines to go to Las Vegas Hilton for 5 days, or 4 days, okay, 4 days, 4 days, and he had a great time, took all of his friends. That's right. He was very caring and sharing, but I'm not sure. Two sleeves, he may not be so caring and sharing, so don't eat him up too hard, guys. Ah, yes, they're just pearls, just such pretty golf balls. Congratulations. So, you know, what I've got to do then is, and that's really hard, you know, because some people are snap.
Yeah.
You know, like, as soon as they snap, you know, and more than anything, it's like what you said, it's you're angry at yourself. But unfortunately, folks, when you're angry at yourself and you're muttering along and you're that rubs off on everybody else. So even though you're just disappointed in yourself and you're embarrassed and you're angry at yourself for not fulfilling your expectations, you're impacting everybody around you. And, you know, I can say that with such casual aplomb right now.
And, but when you tee off later today...
and sometimes I can even do it at work. You know, when you were talking about golf and life being so connected, we'll
yeah.
take that up. But we need to take a break. I also need to do this. This is one of those official things. Everybody put on your official voice. KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Darren G. and coming up, Cassie Isagawa. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We have Darren G. in the clubhouse this morning, and Cassie Isagawa will be joining us in just a little bit. But first of all, you know, we're thinking Christmas. I know it's early, folks, but it's good to, you know, to start thinking about what is a good idea to get for somebody, because pretty soon Thanksgiving's going to consume you. And then after Thanksgiving, you've only got a few days to get it all together. Now, for the person, the seven principles of golf is a really good mastering the mental game. Then Darren also wrote The Seven Personalities of Golf. Now, you talk about figuring out who you are and what your trigger is and how best to, you know, and maybe even to figure out who you're playing against and what their weaknesses are. The Intimidator, the Swashbuckler, the Methodologist, the Gamesman, the Steady Eddie, the Laid Back, the Artist, and all of these, of course, are interesting. And the Intimidator is Tiger Woods, and you might say to yourself, well, you know, things do change, don't they? Now,
and that's where you kind of have to reinvent yourself and press the reset button. So it's time for Tiger to reset and find his way again.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, for all the talk we do about Tiger Woods playing so poorly, and I heard that on the Golf Channel this morning, saying like, you know, Tiger is not accustomed to being the chaser. He's accustomed to being in the lead and being chased. And so this is a very unnatural position for him to be in. He's only tied for 17th, you know. It's not like he's at the bottom of the leaderboard. You know, it's just, we tend to exaggerate everything that he does. Ian Poulter is in the same position as Tiger Woods, you know, and I understand that we have high expectations. And you know, he's been there, done that. He's been bad. He's rebuilding his swing for a third time. And who knows? He thinks he can come back and do it.
I think that's one of the things. You look at the great athletes, great golfers of all time, they do reinvent themselves over time. As they go through different stages in their career and in their life, they're able to say, gosh, now my body's a little different, my attitude's a little different, my philosophy's a little different. How can I make adaptations to it? And that's what everyone needs to do.
Exactly. We all have to at some stage, you know, as we peel away our... And now we also have the Mizuno Classic underway. And here we have G.I. Shin at the top of the leaderboard, Stacy Lewis in second, Yanni Tseng, Miki Saiki, Morgan Pressel, Me'ena Lee, Momoko Ueda, Jimin Kang, Mika Miyazato. Now, it's interesting, you know, the Miyazato name was always going to be someone else, but Mika's really coming on strong compared to Ayaka, who was the one that everybody made a big hoopla about. And there's someone else who is always in there, Catherine Hull from Australia. You know, she came so close to winning, but she didn't. Yanni Tseng beat her at the British Open. And she's due for a win. It's interesting to watch all this. Okay, so what do you follow the intricate... columnists and what they all say about the different players on the tour and what they do right and what they do wrong? Like, for instance, the big issue right now is, does Lee Westwood really deserve to be the number one golfer in the world?
Well, I think with the way this is kind of like the BCS, you know, bowl championship, there's always going to be a debate and controversy about it. I think he's proven himself to be a very consistent player, and to be number one, you have to have that consistency. And he may not have won his major, but he's won a lot of tournaments. He's consistently performed in the top. So I think it's one of those things that's kind of arbitrary, doesn't really say anything, because you know what? What matters is the current tournament that you're in and moving forward. So I think that's what a lot of the players need to do. Stop focusing on the rankings and just focus on what they can do right now and the next day.
I couldn't agree with you more. Every time we say, you know, Phil Mickelson could be number one if he wins this week, and he goes... And then we say,
well, you know, that's something I think that it does get in people's heads, and then they're thinking about that instead of the ball in front of them. And if they just focus on hitting the ball in front of them, all that stuff takes care of itself.
Exactly.
And that's what we talk about in our program. So you mentioned the books and the DVDs are great holiday presents. If you go to our website, which is www.spiritofgolfacademy, you can order them online through our website, and they have signed copies available as well. So, but I encourage people to come out and join us for the program, and again, you as well, Danielle, to come out and do our clinic. We have a great special that we're offering to your listeners. So when they call in to make a reservation through the end of the year, they'll get $100 off our regular rate for our 2.5-hour clinic.
Wow. You know,
just mention Golf Club Radio Show, or you can go online to our website, spiritofgolfacademy.com, and in the promo code area, just put in Golf Club, short for Golf Club Radio, and they'll get that discount.
Can I put this on my Facebook page?
You bet. And if you wanted to, and if they want to call in, they could just call our number, which is 808-887-6800, 887-6800.
Excellent. I just, Cassie, good morning, Cassie Isagawa.
Hi, good morning.
It's so good. I mean, this young lady, folks, has grown up in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the Maui Golf Association, played in high school golf. She's gone through all the stages that are expected of a person to go through. Then she won the Junior PGA Championship, not only qualified to get to it on the mainland, but then she beat everybody In the process, she won herself a spot on the Junior Ryder Cup, where the U.S. team was victorious at Gleneagles. And we're going to talk to her about that. And the Asia Pacific Junior Cup is coming up at Waikoloa Kings Course. Before we let you go, Darren, if you need to, I just want to say this from Vic Williams, a good friend of mine, editor of Fairways and Greens. He said about Spirit of Golf Academy, "My only regret is that I hadn't gotten the Spirit of Golf at the beginning of my stay instead of the end." PGA professional Jerry Kelly, of course, a PGA Tour champion, "The Spirit of Golf is essential to the game of the seasoned professional as well as the beginning golfer." For low handicappers, from Len Ladero, "I know with this experience I can lower my handicap from a 6 to a 2. There is no better golf instruction program, and I've been around 40 years. For middle handicappers, Greg Watson said, "Golf is fun again. I shot an 88 before the clinic, a 79 afterwards." So this is for everybody, okay, whether you're trying to get just those couple more, and I know I've talked to you, you're trying to shave just two more, and for couples, I talked to couples this morning, you know, be careful when you go out and you try to teach your husband, teach your wife. Couples, my husband and I have never golfed, we didn't plan to, but this was the highlight of our vacation, and that was from Charlie and Sue Buzzale. So I suggest you get over to the Big Island, and it's at Hapuna or the Makalei or the Big Island Country Club, and have some fun with Darren G. It's a 2.5-hour clinic, and I will post that special. If you mention the Golf Club Radio Show, you get $100 off. That's a big deal. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
So and thanks to you, Danielle, and all the listeners. We look forward to seeing you soon. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll do the show from your place, wherever you,
you bet.
To be. Okay, good. All right. Kathy, I am so
yes.
proud of you. Did you see my newsletter?
Yes, I did, actually. Thank you.
I put it on. I don't usually post things on people's, you know, it's like it's your wall. But I wanted you to see the opinion, and you look, did you have a great time?
Yes, I did. It was a lot of fun. I mean, that was such a great experience. You know, it was something new, and I'm glad I got to go there and see a different culture.
What was it like playing with people you'd never met before and coming together as a team?
Meeting them, I was a little shy at first because I've never met any of them. I knew a couple, but not personally. But, you know, they were very open, and I had a lot of fun with them. They're all very nice and friendly people, and I just had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so good. With the team aspect, are you, because of the way Hawaii State Junior Golf Association has been working towards the state championship, do you feel like our Hawaii golfers have kind of a bit of an advantage over, let's say, mainland junior golfers when it comes to playing a team event like a Ryder Cup?
I think we do. I know the mainland people actually do have a team event called the Cannon Cup, so it's the East versus the West, but I feel like we have more team events, like, let's say, America's Cup, and for the boys is, like, Hogan's Cup, and we also, and this Asia Pacific Cup. It prepares us for this kind of team events, and I think we have some advantage in a way because we just have more of those events here.
You know one another too so well from having been in different events. Do you, when you're strategizing, this isn't your first Asia Pacific Junior Cup, is it?
No, this will be my fourth one.
You started at the very beginning.
Yeah.
You've been here since the beginning.
Yeah, I played the first year, and that was my freshman year.
Wow. Okay, so, and what do you think of the change? It was used to be the Hawaii-Japan, and now they're working to expand it, including China and other countries. Do you think that's a good thing?
I think that's a good thing, because now, you know, we get to see a little bit more of the competition around the world, and maybe get to meet more people, and I'm kind of bummed that we didn't have China in the mix this year, but, you know, next year and the years on, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun and great competition.
Yes, it is. Just knowing that, you know, China is getting out and developing a junior golf program that will compete, because you folks, the Hawaii players, we're talking about competing against the top team players from Japan. So the whole country of Japan played off, so to speak. All of these players earned their way into the Japan junior team, and now they're coming here and taking on our little state. Does that intimidate you at all?
Well, actually, my first year, it did, kind of, because the fact that Japan is so huge, and even Okinawa, the people from Okinawa will come, and they all compete for those certain amount of spots, and us juniors in Hawaii, we were kind of, well, compared to them, we're a little limited.
Yeah.
But I think in a way, now I'm not as intimidated, because we have something that they don't, and it's the fact that all of us know each other, and we all know how to work with each other, and I think our friendship is such a strong bond that may be a key thing for a team.
When I was talking to Mary B. Porter King, who helped found the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, we were talking about the difference between the U.S. Ryder Cup team and the European Ryder Cup team, and she told me that in Europe, those guys play in lots of different match play events that pit teams against teams, and they get to know one another. And you could really see that kind of, it was present this year, I think, in the U.S. team. There was a lot more of the camaraderie. But knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses, really, and not hiding from what, I think a lot of our professional players tend to be very closeted in the way they, you know, don't watch me practice because this is my secret. And the guys in Europe are much more open. They don't care. Watch me practice.
Right.
It works for me. It's not going to necessarily work for you. You know, it's Tiger Woods having some guy flown in by helicopter and dropped off in the middle of the golf course to help him with his golf game. Come on, you know, you need secrecy around your game. It seems silly. But our junior golfers have been playing against one another forever, and you all know, it's like when you play baseball or softball on a team, and you know who's going to hit the farthest, so everybody goes, all right, everybody back, get back. Or, you know, somebody else is not so good at, and then they're, oh, okay, everybody get into the infield. And it's kind of like that when you're playing golf, you know who to pair. So who's the captain of your team?
The captain, it would be Mary B. Porter King.
So you don't have a player team captain?
Oh, we voted on that on email, but we all don't know yet. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find out when we get there.
Okay. I thought it would be, since you've had so much experience now with your victory in Glen Eagles with a junior Ryder Cup, that you having had that experience, you may have a little bit of an edge, be able to share that with your players.
Well, I was captain last year of the Hawaii Japan, and so was Alina Ching. We had two girl captains and two boy captains, so it would be the same for this year. And, you know, even if we do have captains, you know, like, everyone's still the same, and we're all trying to help each other to get through this and, you know, trying to win.
Yes, but don't you kind of know one another's strengths, like who is, has the better short game? Who is?
Yeah, like, we've played with each other for many, many years. Like, I've played with all the girls, you know, ever since I started Hawaii State Junior Golf, and it's been about 6 years, so we all pretty much know, you know, our games and what clubs we use to hit from a certain yardage and what we need to work on. So I think that's a big advantage for this event.
A big advantage. I think that's where we can excel over the Japan juniors, who are they're separated by distance in Japan, and now they're just coming together as a team, whereas our team has that advantage of knowing one another so quote-unquote intimately. And we lost the cup last year, so I guess you guys are charged up to get it back.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because especially most of the team are seniors. You know, our senior year, it's our last year. We wanna win this. I mean, we really want it. And the fact that we noticed that, yes, the Japan people do have a hard time playing as a team, because when we'd have the best ball, when they have the best ball on individual, they were okay just playing by themselves. But when it came to alternate shot, that's where us Hawaii kids could pull through.
Yes. And that's the key. See, that's alternate shot is when you really have to know each other's game. Because, you know, Tiger puts it in the woods. Who's going to recover best? Just joking. Okay, now you're going to be going to, my goodness, you're already going off to University of Oregon.
Yes, I actually just went for my official visit about a week and a half ago. It was a lot of fun. I got to watch the game against UCLA, and it was such a great experience, and I feel like I made the right choice, and I'm glad.
What is their team name?
The team name?
Yeah.
Meaning, like...
Are you the Ducks?
Yeah. The Ducks.
I love that. And we were worried about being the Rainbows.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can be the Ducks, then, you know, we can be the Rainbows. No.
Yeah.
That's great. And I just was curious. I mean, of all the schools you chose Oregon. Did you have somebody who recommended the school to you, or is there a particular reason? What do you want to become when you grow up?
Well, I know I want to go into the medical or science field, so I want to major in something like biology or human anatomy or physiology. So.
Oh. And what about golf? Are you gonna try on the professional tour?
I've been thinking about that. I mean, I know I want to go to school and get a degree first before anything, because, you know, I need something to fall back on, because if I do, you know, have the talent in college and, you know, I have the opportunity to turn professional after, like, maybe 2 years, let's say, I wouldn't take it, because if I do get injured or something, or just something happens and everything starts going downhill for me, I have nothing to turn back on. So I really want to get a degree first.
You're a smart cookie, Kathy Sagawa. That's the only way to do it. Make sure that you've got something in the bag, and then you can go with confidence knowing that, hey, my whole life doesn't ride on the outcome right now. Real pleasure talking to you, and it's coming up this coming week. I mean, it's just like all of a sudden we're going to have the opening ceremonies, and you're going to start, I think the opening ceremonies are on the 10th at 3:30 in the afternoon. The competition begins the day after, and then at the end, if you want to play with the juniors, there is an event that will actually benefit the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. A lot of that is tax deductible. To give the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association a call about that. Kathy Isagawa, we've got to wrap up the show. I had no idea we could have this much of a conversation. We need to talk again.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to stay in touch with you, okay?
It was a pleasure.
When you're off in college, I'll see how you're doing. We'll keep tabs.
All right, I will. On Facebook, you'll be...
All right, send me your pictures so I can use them in my column. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. Have a great one, and may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha, Kathy Isagawa. And thank you to all of our sponsors. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers. Whether you need help or you want to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Poipu Golf Course, brand new greens, opening on December 16th. The home of the Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years just got better. Reopening December 16th, taking tee time reservations November 16th. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended and insurance approved. And 808golf.com, Hawaii Golf News and Travel, You can always get us at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.